listener production.
Like a milkman from the olden days, delivering milk to your place at 5 a.m. every morning. It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Hello, hope your long, long weekend was good, Matt O'Kine. You get away for Easter out of Brizzy at all?
Oh, mate, I was cruising the streets of our old haunt, Glebe. Gosh, I love being back in that place in Sydney. Spent a couple of days there visiting some old friends and fam, catching up with a few of the people we used to grace the radios with as well.
Oh, well, I was down in Warrnambool and I was thinking of Glebe because I went into the Whalers Hotel in Warrnambool and they said, sorry, we're booked up in here, you got to go in the sports bar. So I went and sat in the sports bar, had a little beer, look up. They got the Wentworth Park Dogs on the TV and I'm like, oh, Wentworth Park, we used to wander around there when we were doing radio together.
Yeah, that's right. We used to walk past that big old park as we were walking home from the studios. But look, we're not living in yesteryear anymore, Alex Dyson. Today is now, and we cannot wait to give you another cracking episode.
That's right. I've got a piping hot take that I think most people will disagree with. So can't wait to tell you that one.
Oh, and I also did something on the weekend, Alex Dyson, that I dare say you will not believe. It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Let's dive right in. Hope you're having a good one.
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Well, Alex Dyson, you will not believe where I was over the weekend as part of one of Sophia's school friends' fifth birthday parties. And a reason why I say you won't believe it is because we've talked about this particular type of venue in the past.
And I know exactly what you're talking about. You haven't told me, but I know exactly what you're talking about. You went to an indoor roller skating rink.
I think the only one that hasn't been burnt down in mysterious circumstances.
Oh, not my only goodness. That, yeah.
Not only did I go to a roller skating rink, but it was like almost new. As I was driving into it, I was like, this thing has just been built. I've been sure that roller skating rinks were absolutely dead in the dust. There's no hope for them.
We did a talk back. What happened to your local indoor skating rink?
Yes, and the amount of people.
Different texts from all over Australia that were like, burnt down, people were charged with drug trafficking, you know, all sorts of random stuff.
Yeah,
it was quite incredible.
I haven't heard of a roller skating rink opening up for a very long time, but lo and behold, I went to this birthday party, and I was thinking, well, it starts at 9 a.m. Okay, it's going to be pretty quiet at the roller skating rink at 9 a.m. There'll probably be, you know, our little party. Mate, the place was heaving.
It was so incredible, insane.
People, young and old, zooming around the rings.
That's so amazing because since starting a business, I can't help but look at other businesses and say, how are you surviving? Like, it's so hard to survive. There's so many outgoings. So very few incomings, and it's all about square meterage as well. Like when you're going for rents, you're trying to get the square meterage. How can you justify using one square meter as a little patch for kids to zoom by on their roller skates? Is that going to be financially viable?
And then someone said, oh yeah, it's roller skating. It's having its heyday. It's coming back.
It's a new one. It wasn't one of those old, you know, those old like carnival kind of like somewhat creepy graffiti of people drinking a soda pop and stuff and... That, I'm thinking of that spray paint on the walls.
This was a new rink. It had 8 purpose-filled birthday booths, right? So people could have their birthdays in them or private parties in them. Doors going out onto the roller skating. They had the full techno. There was a DJ there. Had the laser light.
DJ.
The laser
well,
light
they
show.
They just hook up the aux cable.
Can
I get a gig?
There was like a game of Bull Rush that everyone played. There was the Easter Bunny turned up. Man, it was a jam.
Well, kudos to
you. I just wish I could have enjoyed it because I spent the whole time going, Sophia, watch out. She's falling over. I just watched my kid fall over for 2 hours straight. I honestly can't believe she didn't like walk away with broken wrists.
Our public liability is 10 grand a year. I don't know how. I'm only thinking in terms of numbers here.
Bro.
So I want to know what for a roller skating rink.
I'm telling you, it's coming back. I believe that there's a roller skating disco. Here's some headlines. Roller skating disco comes to Bendigo. That was from January. The roller skating disco fad is making a big comeback in Canberra this July. That's another one. I mean, this is actually, it's coming. I reckon.
Do they?
Mark my words, Daiso. Mark my words. Roller skating will be in the 2032 Brisbane Olympics.
Well, if that is the case, Mats, you better get practicing because I want to see you out there representing your home city.
The only question I need to ask, inline or four-wheeler?
And whether it'll be a father and daughter duo for this speed skating relay. Sophia will be, you know, ready to go. How old will she be at Brisbane?
About 13 games? Or so. And, you know, Brisbane, home of the one and only Stephen Bradbury. If anyone knows how to bring home the gold
in the skating,
it's that man. So, fingers crossed, here we are. It's never too late.
Well, Matt, it's that time once again for a piping hot take. And today it will be Dice bringing the spice when it comes to spinning some what I believe is home truths. It's a take that the world potentially isn't ready for. It's going to unsettle a few apple carts, if you know what I mean.
All right.
It's like those poor rickety apple carts. You know when like those fruit vendors in like action movies, you're like, why would you be a fruit vendor in an action movie? Like, the car chase is going to go straight through it every time.
Yeah, you're going to dive out of the way. Your apple's going to go everywhere. It's always a disaster. But apart from bruised fruit, Alex Dyson, you're here to tell some truths. So, hot take it away.
Hot. Take this.
Politicians should be paid more.
This, I'm not going to lie, sounds sus as.
Politicians should be paid more, Matt O'Connor. And I'm not just saying this because in the past I've run an election to try and be a politician. I'm not saying it because of that. Because I think we all think that we're not getting our money's worth with these politicians, all right? And even the news not that long ago came out, our ex-prime ministers, not even politicians anymore, former prime ministers, they're charging us hundreds of thousands of dollars in travel and office expenses and stuff just because they used to be prime ministers.
Don't they love some exclusive travel?
It's like hundreds of thousands of dollars a year.
Don't they love a private car? Why do they still get the perks? That's what I want to know. Well, once you've done the job, stop.
That's suddenly you're getting onto my point here, Matt. Because whilst I think politicians should be paid more, I think on aggregate, us, the hard-working Australian, should be paying less in taxes as a result if we just got rid of these bloody perks. I took the helicopter from Geelong. It's part of my, you know, I had a jet fly empty from Canberra because I missed the last commercial flight and I needed to get back for a sitting. Cut it out. If you want to do that, you can spend your own money and then do what the rest of us peasants have to do, is to wander up to the ATO every year and grovel at their feet and tell them, yeah, it was a business expense. I had to, right? So get paid more up front. But if they want to be spending our cash on this, they should be suddenly doing it. And I think they'd be spending a whole lot less if it was their own money that they were dealing with and not the bloody true blue, hard yakka Aussies who are out there funding their lifestyle.
Do you know, I think I saw an article that Anastasia Palaszczuk, ex-premier of Queensland, you know, who I'm happy to say I was a fan of. I think it's a year or at least 6 months of free, like a personal driver and stuff like that, to integrate her back into society.
Oh, my God.
Like to normalize her ability to work again. It's like, what are you taught?
What are you?
Surely, if you're the Premier of Queensland, you can get another job, just like anyone else can.
Once you lose your job, get a different one. But I'm sure, pay more, get some good people in there. You know, currently I think a backbencher is about $200,000 a year. All right, and the amount of people I asked, like when I was running, is like, oh, are you doing it next time? Because I don't want to do this every time. And they're like, oh God, no. Maybe we need something to entice people into it, some good sorts. But these perks, that's where it gets murky, isn't it?
Imagine anyone else in the government getting the private driver after they finish their job so that they can get back, just, you know, acclimatized to normal living conditions.
Outrageous.
Reckon the, you know, the accountant's getting it.
But our Prime Minister gets...
The radio hosts weren't. Hey?
It's fine. Yeah.
We're at Triple J. They didn't say, oh, boys, just so you can get used to being a bloody unemployed comedian again.
Yeah.
Here's someone who'll drive you around.
The taxpayer's going to give you some free milk to acclimatise you back to the real world. No, cut it out. But our Prime Minister is about 600K. It's like one of the most, you know, the biggest pay packages for any person, any world leader, you know, the Aussie one's up there. So get rid of these perks, but
yeah,
politicians should be paid more and then they can decide whether they would like to go and have a company car for a year and pay the driver out of their own wallet.
Yeah, you know what we need to do? We need to shirk the perk. Does shirk mean what I think it is?
I think we need to shirk the perk, yeah.
Yeah, we should, yeah, they need to shirk the perk.
Yeah. Not twerk the perk.
No.
Different action.
Not jerk the perk. Well, that could be a perk.
Yeah, we can't stop giving perks to these jerks.
Yes. With their smirks.
Oh, they love a smirk.
They love a smirk.
Hot. Take this.
Matt O'Kine, you're a very supportive partner.
Oh, thank you very much. You mean radio partner, right?
No, I was thinking to your beloved, Belle, who is a, you know, regular listener of the show, and for that we thank her.
Yes. Well, I mean, I won't speak on behalf of Belle, but sure, I'll take the credit.
It's interesting when it comes to partners, like needing to show up and support them in their own fields and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess you met when Belinda was winning an award.
And yeah, so, that's right. I was presenting an award on stage to Belinda, and we'd not really caught up properly before. Like, this was sort of one of our first encounters, and I winked at her on stage as I handed over the award, and that's since been declared creepy, apparently.
Yeah.
To all you haters out there.
But, you know, it's good to be supporting your partner when they're doing amazing things. Does Belle come to your comedy shows when you put on shows?
I mean, before we had Sophia, that yes, you know, she came to a lot of the shows. A lot of fun. We had great nights out doing gigs and partying. It was great times.
I didn't realize that was why you had a baby.
What do you mean?
So Belinda would have an excuse not to come to the shows.
That's why she got...
I didn't realize that was...
She's like, I need to get out of these terrible gigs. Yeah.
It was good, but I was hanging out with a friend recently. We were watching the footy in which her partner was playing a match. It was televised footy, and she's, you know, still relatively new. So
I think I know these. I think I know these friends, by the way.
Could be, you know, Australia's favorite power couple.
Yeah, very big player,
but she's just
radio personality.
She's just getting into it. Like, I didn't know much about footy until your partner, like, it's their job, so you got to support and watch. So I've been trying to help that transition by actually knowing the rules. But it was a little bit unfortunate last night. It could have been because the team wasn't going all that well on the scoreboard. But it was interesting sending their partner a video of the game happening. And I had to pan over to the side where engrossed in an Oculus Rift virtual reality game. decided to escape this reality and play a little bit of mini golf in the
What? So instead of watching their partner's game on TV, because the scores were bad, they were losing.
Well, it probably, you know, half time happens. You got a bit of time to do things. It can start bleeding into the second half.
Oh, great. Imagine, at least they did it at home and not at the actual match. Imagine that being in the...
Getting spotted on the TV coverage with the headset on whilst the game. Yeah, that wouldn't have been the best footage, obviously, when they cut to the crowd. They always cut to the crowd and the family's there supporting them, that sort of thing.
Got the goggles on. Any
memorable moments from over the years?
What, of
your partner
people
supporting history?
Mate, no, but I've given tickets to friends. I remember giving my four best mates who went to school together. We've known each other for 20 years. Melbourne Comedy Festival's coming around. Brisbane Powerhouse, the big theatre.
Yes.
Mate, I was so excited for them to see what I'd been doing, you know, for so long. Four tickets. Anyway, bloody halftime of the show rolls around. Everyone goes to a break. The crowd comes back in from the break. The second half of the show starts. Just four seats, empty seats, square in the middle of the theater. Like every single other seat full and just a row of four.
Everyone else didn't know you personally.
Directly in front of us. So every comedian would just come back and be like, yeah, it's weird. There's just four seats just empty in the middle there, isn't it? And it's like, yeah, it is weird. I walk out. And of course, my four friends are just sitting in the bar drinking beers.
So they were at the venue. They left a little bit late, hit traffic, couldn't get there in time.
No.
They were there. They just didn't want to watch it. Unbelievable.
It was so annoying.
Do you remember I think I took a date. Like it was a few dates in, but came to watch me DJ at this nightclub one time.
Mm.
Came along. And it was about four people at the nightclub. And so I was like DJing to a seated person watching like two drunk people and two others dance. On the new one. I mean, it's that kind of support you do need because you need to be able to laugh with them after that. But woof, doesn't look too good.
All right, this is Matt and Alex, All Day Breakfast. Hope you had a good one today. We've had a bit of fun. We're going to be back here same time, same place tomorrow. And in the meantime, as you've heard today, we are always posting questions, etc. on our Instagram. Hit us up at matt.n.alex just to make sure you're up to date with everything.
Hope you've had a good one. We will catch you with another big episode of All Day Breakfast tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
That's it. The All Day Breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.n.alex.